بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد حافظ ابن كثير رحمه الله in his tafsir has narrated an incident that once سيدنا أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه went to the Yahud, to the Jews, inviting them towards the deen of Islam. The leading rabbi at that time was a person by the name of Finhas. So Finhas, who was the leading rabbi, around him were a few other Jewish scholars. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu extended to them the invitation towards Iman and Islam, he responded by saying, "Why should I believe in your Rabb, in your Allah, whereas your Allah is poor? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ He asks us for loans. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِدُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا Who is there that will give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a loan? Meaning he will spend charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he responded by saying, why should I believe in Europe when he is poor? And he went on further to say, not only is he poor, but he is stingy. Allah forbid, he is miserly. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verse of the Quran. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Waqalatil yahud yadullahi maghloola. The Jews say that the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are tied up. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stingy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is miserly. He doesn't have enough to give. So he's no longer giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ May their hands be tied up and fettered. May they be stingy and miserly. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah explains in his tafsir that this curse of the Quran has afflicted the Jews. فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْبُخْلِ وَالْجُبْنِ وَالْحَسَدِ أَمْرٌ عَظِيمٌ Because the Jews have been afflicted with the sickness of miserliness, of cowardice, of jealousy, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ فَإِذَا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا That had they been given any portion of kingdom, of rule, of control, فَإِذَا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا They will be so stingy and miserly that they will not give people even a little bit, even the amount of a naqir. A naqir on the back of a date pit, if you examine the back of a date pit, you will find a small hollow in the back of the date pit. So this is what is meant by naqir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they even give that amount to the people. So Allah said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا And they are cursed because of what they have said. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ That remember, the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are outstretched. The hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open. The gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open, are continuous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never miserly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never stingy. But wallahu dhul fadli al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being whose grace, whose generosity, whose magnanimity knows no bounds, no limits. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا That the gift and the giving of your Rabb, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا has no limit to it, has no end to it. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, إِنَّ يَمِينَ اللَّهِ مَلْآ That the hands of Allah, meaning the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full. is replete. There is no shortage in his treasure. لا يغيضه نفقة. No matter how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never be depleted. سحاء الليل والنهار. Throughout the night, throughout the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues bestowing upon his creation, mankind, animals, the plants, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues blessing them. أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا أَنْفَقَ مُنْذُ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O my Sahaba, don't you see how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave since the creation of the heavens and the earth? How much didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give? وَاسِعُ الْجَزَاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving, knows no bounds and no limits. In a hadith Qudsi, lengthy hadith, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my servants, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم, that O my servants, if all of you, the first, from the first to the last, from the time of Sayyidina Adam, ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, till the last person on the day of Qiyamah, all of insan, وجنكم, and all of jinn, jinn outnumber insan many times. لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم, if all my creation قاموا في سعيد واحد, have to stand on one field, on one plane. ثم سألوني, and each one asks of me whatever he wants, whatever he desires. وعطيت كل واحدة مسألته, كل واحد مسألته, and if I give each and every one of my creation whatever he wants, ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص البحر إذا أدخل المخية في أو مخية في أو كما قال عز وجل, that my treasures will not be depleted except like how a person takes a needle and he pokes that needle into the waters of the oceans. How much does the water of the oceans decrease by placing that needle in the ocean? This is my limitless treasures. If I give everyone whatever he asks for, it will not decrease my treasure in the least. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, anything you think of, the treasures is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the magnanimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows no limits, has no limits, knows no bounds. Unfortunately, we tend to measure the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we tend to measure it in terms of material, in terms of wealth. Now this is the biggest mistake that we can make. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة, that O my ummah, may Allah grant me and grant us the realization. O my ummah, if this world in the sight of Allah was equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, if this entire world with all its glitter and glamour and treasure and wealth was equal to the wing of a mosquito, مَا سَقَى مِنْهَا كَافِرًا شُرْبَةَ مَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not give a disbeliever even a sip of water to drink. So to measure the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by looking at the material that we have is the greatest mistake that we make. A simple example to understand this. Take an example of a cloth merchant. A person has got exquisite fabrics, he's got very expensive types of material, silk and you name it. Now if I try to measure his generosity by the number of rags that he's giving out, he's got some dirty old rags. And if I try to measure his generosity by the number of rags, dirty rags he's giving out, or if I'm excited that shop owner gave me 1,000 filthy rags, is this any way to measure the generosity of that shop owner? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to all the wealth of this world as mata', as rags, as dirty rags. So when we speak of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the magnanimity, the graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limited to wealth of this world. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in hadith, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'ma. Oh Allah, whatever ni'ma I have, oh bi ahadim min khalqik, or whatever ni'ma any of your creation has, faminka wahdak, this is from you. This is your generosity. This is your magnanimity. Whether it is the treasure, the ni'mah of iman. Each one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has blessed us with that wealth of iman, which according to the Quran, is even more valuable than all the treasures of this world. Jood, generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, person recites, Subhanallah walhamdulillah. Two words, Subhanallah walhamdulillah, tamla'ani ma bayna as-samai wal-ard. The reward of those two words fills the area between the ground and the earth, between the earth and the sky. So much of reward for reciting Subhanallah walhamdulillah. This is the magnanimity. This is the graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives so much of rewards. The tawbah of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, لو بلغت, if your sins have to reach the clouds, so much of sins you commit, and then you make tawbah once, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي, I will forgive all your sins, and I will not even pay any attention, I will not even bat an eyelid, as we say, to the sins that you have committed. These are the examples of the magnanimity, of the graciousness, of the giving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the jood, the karam, the ihsan, the fadl, the graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes even more apparent. Becomes even more apparent in a month that we are about to witness. And that is the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, His generosity, His gifts knows no limits. But when it comes to the month of Ramadan, then the jood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favor, the blessings, the graciousness, the magnanimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases even more. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for excuses to bless His creation. Just take a cursory glance and try to understand and reflect over the magnanimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fast the month of Ramadan, your sins are forgiven. Make qiyam in the month of Ramadan, perform taraweeh in the month of Ramadan, your sins are forgiven. All the fish in the oceans, all the fish in the oceans, countless, are given the task during the month of Ramadan, you make dua of maghfirah. For all those who are fasting, look at the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feed a fasting person, your sins are forgiven. Sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not everyone has the means to feed the fasting person. Not everyone is so wealthy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my sahaba, the generosity of Allah is so much in the month of Ramadan. Give that fasting person a sip of water to drink. Give him a morsel of food to make iftar. Give him a sip of milk to drink. Allah will give you that reward. All your sins are forgiven. Your slaves in the month of Ramadan, for you is Jannah. Make dua in the month of Ramadan, the promise of Allah. The promise of Allah, the dua of the Saim is accepted. Your duas are answered. Time of iftar, your duas are answered. Every night of Ramadan, Allah frees people from the fire of Jahannam. Come the last night of Ramadan, Allah forgives all those who fasted and fulfilled the right of fasting during the month of Ramadan. Do one good deed in Ramadan, multiplied 70 times. Do one nafal action, get the reward of a faraz. Perform and Umrah in Ramadan get the thawab of performing Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, look at your parents. Look at your parents with the eye of love, with the eye of mercy, with the eye of kindness. For every glance, Allah will give you the reward of one accepted Hajj. Sahabi is astonished. Ya Rasulullah, kullu hadha yu'ta fi majlisin wahid. If I look at my father, my mother 100 times in one sitting, am I going to get 100 maqbool Hajj reward in one sitting? How is this possible? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my Sahaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more generous than that. Allah is even more magnanimous than that. So, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ, the hands of Allah outstretched. Every night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, who is there to ask of me and I will give him? Who is there to ask of me his rizq and I will give him? Who is there to ask for forgiveness and I will give him? Come the month of Ramadan, Allah is looking for excuses to forgive his creation. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed that person, said, woe be to that person, deprived is that person who for 30 days, every second he walked through the deluge, the downpour of Allah's rahmat. For 30 days he lived in the deluge of Allah's forgiveness. For 30 days, every second of those 30 days was an excuse to get his Jannah. Yet the month of Ramadan went and he did not acquire the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, only woe be to that person, wail be to that person, curse is that person. He is the real mahroom. He is the person that's really, really deprived. To conclude, I will conclude with a saying of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, which Hafiz ibn Rajab al-Hambali rahimahullah has mentioned in his Lataiful Ma'arif, that Isa alayhi salam used to say that the day and night, your day and night, akhizanatan, are your two treasures, are your two safes, your two vaults, your two cupboards. فَانْظُرُوا مَا تَضَعُونَ فِيهِمَا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each one days and nights, our lives that we have. The month of Ramadan that is coming, Isa alayhi salam says that be careful, think, reflect, think what we are putting inside our cupboards, think what we are putting inside our safety boxes. For tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, we will open those boxes and what we put inside is what we will find on the day of Qiyamah. We make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us his fadl, grant us his ihsan, grant us his karam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who witness the month of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep us healthy and safe for the month of Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan lana. And keep the month of Ramadan safe for us, that we can acquire the maximum of the month of Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And O Allah, accept from us the month of Ramadan. Ameen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.